the McQueen story has never really been told accurately. And I have McQueen's records at his hospital. I have them right in my office.
It was too late.
It was too late. Well, the story was never told in the media, even though Kelly was vilified on national TV and all the media, New York Times, everywhere. McQueen was misdiagnosed. This is what was forgotten. It's interesting the way the conventional doctors can pass the blame that they deserve to somebody else. His fancy doctors in Los Angeles misdiagnosed him for a year. They thought he had the flu and pneumonia. Turns out he had mesothelioma, which is asbestos-related. McQueen was a motorcycle racer, and motorcycles in those days used to have asbestos as a insulation around the various pipes. And he had a lot of exposure to mesothelioma, asbestos, developed mesothelioma. By the time it was diagnosed, after a year of misdiagnosis, McQueen kept going back to his doctors. It was stage four. There was nothing they can do. It's incurable. So what do? They give him radiation. There's never been a study in the history of the world showing radiation helps with mesothelioma. It didn't matter. They gave it to him. It didn't work. Then they gave him immune therapy. I'm trained as a classical immunologist. There's not a single study in the history of the universe, forget the Earth, the entire universe, showing immunotherapy helps with mesothelioma. They did that. All that happened is he got sick and his tumors progressed. He came to Kelly weeks from death. Kelly, out of the kindness and compassion of his heart, takes him as a patient. He was too sick to do it on his own. So Kelly sends him down to a hospital in Mexico that claimed to be doing parts of the Kelly program, did other things as well. And he actually had a response, even though he was really fairly non-compliant. He continued to smoke. He was having ice cream flown in, undercover. He wasn't really doing the therapies the way it should, but he still had a response because Kelly's therapy is strong enough. And he eventually did die, but he didn't die of cancer. He died really of what seemed to have been a pulmonary embolus of clot to his lungs. And the cancer seemed to be regressing at that time, which never got into the mainstream media. So Kelly took on McQueen at the end of the line after he'd failed conventional medicine with radiation, and after he'd been misdiagnosed for a full year, which is gross malpractice. And Kelly took him on trying to help him and actually had a response. And he didn't die of cancer. He died of a blood clot. And then Kelly gets blamed like he murdered. The stories are amazing. I have a whole file on the McQueen from the McQueen era, 1980. Like Kelly took a gun and shot him. Kelly, killed this man. He failed standard therapy. There is no standard therapy that today that works for mesothelioma. There was certainly nothing 30 years ago. So what was the big deal? And the conventional doctors not only misdiagnosed him, but then gave him useless therapies that only made his life miserable. So that never got into the mainstream press. But the conventional doctors walked away unscathed, and Kelly gets blamed like he killed the guy. As if no oncologist loses a patient. They all lose patients every day. At Sloan Kettering, when I was doing my medicine rotation, I also did part of my surgical rotation. So the patients were dying every day. They're just funneling them out into at the back door. It was like a constant. So it's kind of the residents would get depressed. They would almost have to hide their depression by making jokes about it. They would like bet how long do you think this guy's going to live? 2 days, 5 days, that kind of thing. So when orthodox oncologists lose patients, they get rewarded. They're considered heroes fighting this terrible disease. When an alternative doctor like Brzezinski or Kelly loses a single patient like Steve McQueen, even though it was not his fault at all, it's like he shot him or killed him or murdered him. So you're right. It's not even a double standard. It's like two different universes where they can do no wrong and a conventional doctor can do no wrong and an alternative doctor can do no right.